Let's come to order, please. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We will now come to order and go on the record. My name is Edward Finley, and with me this evening are Commissioners Tenola D. Brown Bland, Jerry C. Dockham, James G. Patterson, Lyons Gray, Daniel G. Clodfelter, and Charlotte A. Mitchell. The commission now calls for a hearing at this time for the purpose of taking a non-expert customer witness testimony in docket number W354, sub 360, in the matter of the application of Carolina Water Service, Inc. of North Carolina, for authority to increase rates for water and sewer utility service for subdivisions in North Carolina except the Corolla Light and Monterey Shores service area. On April 27, 2018, the company filed an application with the commission seeking authority to increase its rates for water and sewer utility service for all of its service areas in the state effective May 27, 2018. The company is proposing to increase its rates for water and sewer service for its four rate divisions approved in the last general rate case, and it is also proposing uniform water and sewer rates for the Elk River development. In addition, the company is requesting authority to implement a consumption ban water and wastewater rate adjustment mechanism within each of the company's rate divisions. On May 22, 2018, the commission issued its order establishing general rate case, suspending rates, scheduling hearing, and requiring customer notice. Pursuant to this order, the commission declared this proceeding to be a general rate case pursuant to General Statute 62-137, and it suspended the proposed new rates for up to 270 days. Additionally, the order scheduled an application for a public and evidentiary hearing for expert witnesses on October 16, 2018, and scheduled a public witness testimony hearing for this date, at this time, and in this place. On May 30, 2018, the company filed an ongoing three-year WSIC-SSIC plan. On September 4, 2018, in support of its application, the company filed the direct testimony of witnesses Clark, Lineman, and DeAndesis, I think. On October 3, 2018, the public staff filed the testimony exhibits of witnesses Castleberry, Johnson, Faisal, and Hinton. The testimony of witness Boswell was filed on October 4, 2018. On October 5, 2018, the public staff filed the supplemental testimony of witness Johnson. The commission has received a number of statements of position by the public in this docket. So pursuant to the State Ethics Act, I remind all members of the commission their duty to avoid conflicts of interest and inquire whether any member of the commission has a known conflict of interest with regard to the matters coming before the commission this evening. There appear to be no conflicts, so we will proceed with the hearing. I note that the intervention of the and participation by the public staff is recognized by statute, and we have the public, we have the Attorney General's office participating in this case as well. Are there any preliminary matters that have to be addressed before we begin?
Yes, sir.
No, Your Honor.
All right. Let's have an introduction of parties through their counsel, please.
Thank you, Chairman Finley. I'm Joanne Sanford, representing Carolina Water Service tonight. With me at council table is Matthew Klein, the state president, and Bryce Mendenhall, the vice president of operations. In the audience and available to help customers are Steve Harrell, the area manager, and Deb Clark, the communications coordinator. Thank you.
John Little with the public staff's legal division. With me tonight is Gina Castleberry, an engineer with the public staff's water division.
Good evening. My name is Margaret Force. I'm with the Attorney General's office and representing the using and consuming public.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate your coming out tonight and voicing your views on this important matter. We welcome your testimony, and we are glad you are here. Some of you have been here before, but let us go over our current rules and requirements with respect to the conduct of these public hearings. In conducting this hearing, the commission functions as a court. We do that pursuant to statutes. We're in a hearing room for that reason. We must take sworn testimony pursuant to statutes that have been passed by the General Assembly. We operate pursuant to the rules of procedure and evidence, and we want to conduct the hearing in an orderly manner. We ask you to voluntarily agree and abide by the rules, and we trust you will do so. Here are some of the requirements that we will use tonight. The witnesses must register with the public staff and verify that they are customers and non-party witnesses. They will be called in the order listed on the roster. In order to allow each person an equal amount of time, there will be a limit of 5 minutes on the amount of time for each witness to speak. Therefore, the witnesses should endeavor to avoid cumulative, repetitive, and irrelevant testimony. And we have a clock up here that registers the time, and it ticks down as the time expires. So please pay attention to that if you don't mind. Witnesses will be sworn in. I must have witnesses to swear or affirm prior to their providing testimony in order for it to be received into evidence. Only one witness may testify at a time. We ask the witnesses to refrain from offering opinions on matters not specified in the notice of the hearing of the docket. Witnesses should direct their testimony to the commission and those people sitting up here. Focus on the issues presented regarding in this docket and refrain from making personal criticisms of the parties and other hearing participants. In lieu of oral testimony, witnesses may submit written testimony as long as they swear to its accuracy. Written statements may be submitted by the person under oath during this hearing. The witnesses may be subject to cross-examination by the lawyers or by the commission. So after you've made your statement, if you'll stick around for a few minutes and see if there are any questions of you, we would appreciate that. Testimony is being recorded by the court reporter there, and we want to ensure the accuracy of the record, and so we may limit unconventional modes of testimony. We want to hear the testimony and make sure that it is recorded appropriately. All right, I believe that brings us to opportunity for the public staff to call its witnesses, please.
Yes, Your Honor, the public staff would call William Glantz.
And raise your right hand, please, sir. You solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give this case will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self to God.
Yes, I do.
Have a seat and make yourself comfortable.
Mr. Glantz, before you begin, would you tell us your name, your full name, and your address, and whether or not you're a customer of Carolina Water Service?
My name is William Stanley Glantz. I live in Carolina Trace in Sanford, and I am a customer of the Carolina Water Service.
And what would you like to say to the commission?
I would just like to pose my opposition to any more rate increases that I've been getting almost on a yearly basis. It doesn't seem fair that, it just doesn't seem fair. My income isn't going up that much to actually cover these increases. So I'm just asking them to see how long they can hold off and not make a lot of money. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Glantz. Any questions, Mr. Glantz?
No, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you coming.
The public staff will call Vince Roy.
I sent the electronic copy and just copies if anybody wants to go step by step with what I'm going to say.
Do you want this to be just
want to read this discuss? Well, they passed it. They wanted a hard copy. Nobody wants to take it. I sent an electronic copy to Gina today, so
right.
You've got it on file. If you don't want to hand them, I'll keep them.
Okay.
No big deal. They may want to.
If you put your left hand on the Bible and raise your right hand, please, sir. You solemnly swear the testimony about to give this case will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self God.
I do.
Welcome back and have a seat.
Mr. Roy, would you give the for the court reporter your full name, your address, and whether or not you're a customer of Carolina Water Service?
Full name, Vincent Roy, Carolina Trace, Lakeview Drive, located just south of Sanford. And just for further information, I am the utilities representative for Carolina Trace, a community in Lee County with some 4,000 residents, 1,587 houses, and a country club with two golf courses and a lake that's drying up as a result of the hurricane. And I want you to know that in the process of preparation for this particular hearing and for next week's hearing, that that as the utilities representative for Carolina Trace, I've been in contact with the 18 different POA directors, and we've disseminated the information that the CWSNC is asking for, and we have asked for input. So I'm really representing the community as a whole, because I've gotten inputs from just about every POA as to what they like and what they don't like, and I've deleted the expletives and contained the important information that I think is worthy of presentation here. And to begin with, our Carolina Trace Association, which is not a master organization because it doesn't qualify under Chapter 47 as such, but we have 18 different POAs in the community, which operate as 18 separate fiefdoms and difficult to control, but nevertheless, getting the word out to everybody. Many have responded, and the first issue that came up was the request that CTA respectfully requests that the NCUC Chairman Finley and the Public Staff Director Chris Ayers recuse themselves from any key CWSNC water sewer rate increase negotiations. Regarding customer relations, I'm pleased to report that at Carolina Trace we have a very good relationship with the Carolina Water Service workers that handle Carolina Trace, and including Steve Harrell, who comes out from Garner, and we have a quarterly meeting, and that's very effective in that we're able to discuss issues or problems, what's going on and how we're doing things, and that the clients, the residents of Carolina Trace, are pleased, and that when they can call me or call Dean after they call the 800 number to get their complaint on record, whether it's a break or whatever the case may be, we get a good response from the local people that represent the Carolina Water Service at Carolina Trace. However, on the other hand, we don't get the same kind of results and reactions from the headquarters personnel. To give you a couple of examples, we continue to have notification problems when we have a water main break, where we will get a boil water advisory from the headquarters. And more often than not, it's an error in that it's notifying the wrong residents who are not involved in a water break, and or the residents will get a call down the road to tell them to stop boiling the water, and they never got the call to start boiling this water. So that's been a continuing issue that I bring up at the quarterly meetings that we have with the water service representatives that come to Carolina Trace for the meeting. Secondly, we have a relatively minor problem in the sense that of our 18 POAs, about 7 or 8 POAs have their own swimming pool, which is classified as a commercial pool because it's on community property within the property owner association. We do have 7 POAs, 7 residents that have their own swimming pool, and because that pool is on their personal property, it's classified as a residential pool. And what I'm getting at is the commercial pools are allowed to get credit. Once they fill the pool, they're notified. We notify our representative from CWS on site, and he comes out to the pool and checks the water meter when they start filling it. And when the filling is completed, he comes back and he checks the water gauge and see how many gallons they used. And for that month, they'll pay their water and sewer bill. And when you're using 30,000 gallons, your sewer bill obviously is going to be upwards of about $100. And later on, when that pool is emptied, the water is discharged, the local rep, in this case Dean Miller, will come by and confirm that the water being removed from the pool is not going into the sewer system, not going to the waste treatment plant, and going down the street or in a drain pipe. And with that annotation made, then that information is passed on to the headquarters, and that operation then gets a reimbursement for the amount of money they paid back 3 months earlier for their sewer charge. The headquarters has refused to extend that to the 7 owners of private swimming pools, and when I talked to, and I forget who I talked to in Charlotte on the 800 number, the answer I got was, in my opinion, was unacceptable, because their response was, We can't do that for the seven private property owners because it takes too much effort, too much of our time to do that. And I have to tell you, I don't agree with that, but nevertheless, that's an issue that we keep bringing up. And I mentioned it to Bryce Mendenhall, who was at a quarterly meeting, and he hasn't gotten back to me yet. I sent him an email, but he still hasn't answered that regarding where the headquarters stands on that issue. And lastly, we're still waiting for the final GPS identification, all manholes that we have out there at Carolina Trace. And it's overdue, but I know they're working it, but we would like to see that final GPS mapping to ensure that we have all manholes covered. And that's been a major issue at Carolina Trace because we've had some issues where not knowing where we've had manholes pop up here and there. And in my first presentation here in 2006, I had a PowerPoint presentation showing manholes with trees growing out of it. Some look like Old Faithful with water blossoming out of it. And they've been all repaired since then. Those we found, that we keep repairing them. And those are different owners at the time. I'm not casting aspersions on the current ownership, but manholes have been an issue there at Carolina Trace. And even to this day, we continue to find a new one here and there, not to the fault of the water company, but to the fault of the property it's on. Somebody may not like that manhole in the yard, and they'll cover it up with dirt and sod and hide it, you know. But we're hoping that when we get that GPS finished, we'll know where every manhole is in the community. On the subject of the uniform rate program, we as a community don't feel that the uniform rate program is working effectively for the customer, at least our customers at Carolina Trace. We understand that it's economically feasible for the water company to do it that way because under Chapter 62, the amount of effort you got to make to get a water rate increase is very enormous. And when you can combine communities together, you can consolidate and save a lot of time and money. However, we would ask that they take another look at that, and you would take a look at that too. I know you allowed Aqua and Carolina Water Service to do that this last year for the first time. But we have, in our particular conglomeration of communities, they're fairly disparate, and I wondered if there's some way that you could break that down to where the number of, they were more similar in nature rather than as disparate as they are, and start out with smaller size communities on the uniform rate program.
Let's summarize that the best you can, Mr. Roy. I know you've written it down, so if you could summarize it, we'd appreciate it.
Oh, all right, let me see where I am here. The base rate versus conservation. I understand what they're doing with the base rate, but and that there's no opportunity at the present time for additives to be added to the pass-through water rate that they pass on to us, in our case from Sanford Water Service. But you must remember that with the base rate as high as it is and the use rate so low, it really truly does discourage conservation. And I would hope that you would take another look at that and lower the base rate effectively and increase the utilization rate. Well, since I'm out of time, let me simply say it in conclusion that we at Carolina Trace, and essentially I'm talking for the 4,000 residents because we talk about this at our monthly Carolina Trace Association meeting, and we get the word out to the people. And those people that have issues or problems, they get to me, and then I get them over to Steve or at the local people, or at a quarterly meeting we discuss them, and we have some success there. But overall, our major concern is with the uniform rate program and the way it's being handled and the effect it's having on. We lucked out on the last draw on that thing of being in the middle of the 18 or 20 communities in our consortium there. Some didn't fare as well as we did, and some fared better. But I would strongly ask you to take another look at that thing. And the bottom line is that I'm required to pass on to you is that Carolina Trace residents strongly recommend that the public staff and the commissioners reject the current CWSNC request for a water sewer rate increase.
All right. Any questions of Mr. Roy?
None from the public staff, Your Honor.
None.
All right, I believe he has his statement that he's passed out there. We'll mark that for identification as Roy Exhibit Number 1 and receive that into evidence, Mr. Roy, and thank you for coming tonight.
Thank you.
Could you pass out those copies of the statement, please?
There are three copies that I've been.
We'll pass those out. We'll make.
Council for, I gave Council for Carolina.
We'll make copies and distribute them to the commissioners. So, Ms. Little, call your next witness, please.
The public staff would call Judith Bassett.
And I'm just as nervous as I was when I was here last year.
Well, just relax. It won't be any worse than it was last year. Put your left hand on the Bible there, please, and raise your right hand.
Thank you.
You solemnly swear that the testimony about to give in this case will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
So have a seat and make yourself comfortable.
Okay, Ms. Bassett, would you just tell us your full name, address, and whether or not you're a customer of Carolina Water Service, please?
Yes. My name is Judith Bassett. I live at 5721 Wolf Place in Knightdale. I am a customer.
Pull that mic up so we can hear what you have to say.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I'm a little hard here.
And I live in Amber Acres subdivision.
And what would you like to tell the commission tonight?
I would like to say that I oppose the increase. Carolina Water Service has received both a federal and state tax reduction. I have seen no improvements to my water or sewer service. There are certainly cost savings that the company could implement, some of which I'd be happy to tell them about, and that the large increase in the base rate makes it very difficult for those of us on a fixed income or a low income. And I also oppose the flat rate for a sewer because, again, this was gentleman before me suggested, when you wash your car, when you water your lawn, we're billed just the same as if it went in the sewer, and it doesn't. So I would like you to take those things under advisement, think about them. And also, we had submitted through our subdivision petition signed by several of the other homeowners, both to the commission and to the Attorney General's office. So thank you.
Thank you. Unless there are questions on Ms. Bassett.
None from the public staff.
Thank you for coming out, Ms. Bassett. We appreciate it.
Public staff would call Vicki Smith.
Put your left hand on the Bible there, please, ma'am, and raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony about to give this case will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Ms. Smith, your name, address, and whether or not you're a Carolina customer.
My name is Vicki Smith. I'm in Amber Acres, and I am a Carolina Water customer.
Yeah, and what would you like the commission to know tonight?
I'd like the commission to know that we've gotten raises every year, and it's out of control. We all live on fixed incomes out there. We're low income or retired people that can't afford more raises in our water. And our sewer is, like, the base rate is so high, a family of two we don't even stay under that base rate. It's always goes over, and it's just too much money for us to deal with. And that's all I gotta say.
All right, thank you for coming out tonight.
Thank you.
Public staff would call Ben Farmer.
Your solemnly swear the testimony about to give this case will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes.
Mr. Farmer, your name and address, and whether or not you're a customer of Carolina Water Service, please.
Yeah, my name is Benjamin Farmer. I live at 6113 Jordan Woods Drive, Raleigh, North Carolina. And is there anything else I need to give there? That was it.
Am I a customer?
Yes, I am a customer of Carolina Water Service.
Service area?
Yeah.
What is
what service area? Jordan Woods.
Jordan Woods.
And what would you like to tell the commission tonight, sir?
Well, I was here last year as well, talking on the rate increase then, which was over 70% of what my water bill was at that point. And when I was here, the council told me that they usually hear the complaints and then kind of adjust or maybe meet somewhere in the middle for the consumer and the company. And I was kind of disappointed and felt a little betrayed when I saw the mail that came in that told me what the new rates was going to be, and it was basically exactly what the company asked for. And I was really upset when I got this new piece of mail in as well. Kind of ruined my day, and my wife, at first I didn't even want to come to this meeting because I felt like honestly it was pointless. I'm going to come here, I'm going to say I don't want the rate increase, I'm going to go home, and in a few months I'm going to see another piece of mail that gives them exactly what they want. A 78% rate increase was pretty big, and then we're here a year later, and I'm just talking about the water because I don't actually have sewage with them. I'm on septic, so I'm strictly speaking about the water price here, and it's going up another 15%. I did the math, and my bill from this month was around $40, and under the new rate, it would be around $45. So it doesn't sound like a lot, and honestly, it's not, but compared to the previous year, and we just had a giant increase, and so I feel like I'm going to be here again next year and the next year. And to just kind of put it in perspective, my wife worked really hard this year. She got a 4% raise, and she was really happy with that. But I don't really feel like this company's done anything that's worth a 15% raise in the quality of water or anything like that, you know, if I was to compare something like that. But yeah, I'm just kind of here to vent my frustrations, but I just really want you to consider really looking at them hard, because this commission, y'all are here, you're the only thing that stands between the consumer interest and the company interest, because they've got a monopoly on water and you can't live without water, right? So it's like, it's up to y'all. You guys are make or break whatever happens here. You are our only protectors, for lack of a better word. And that's really all I have to say.
No questions, Your Honor.
All right. Thank you for coming out again, Mr. Farmer. You know, unlike previous cases, in this case, the public staff has already filed its testimony. They filed the testimony before this hearing. They filed it recently. And so you can see what the public, you can go online and see what the public staff has already recommended. And we will be having the hearing for the expert witnesses later in the month. You're welcome to come and hear that, and you're welcome to follow it online and see what the various parties say about what we should do with this case. And after the hearing concludes, commission will take a look at all the evidence and try to resolve it. And to the extent there are issues outstanding, we'll try to resolve those and come out with a written order at the appropriate time. So if there's nothing further, this commission hearing will be adjourned.